Welcome into the call the head coach of the UAlbany Great Danes, Greg Gattuso. Good morning, Coach Gattuso.
Good morning.
Morning. Another great week for you guys. Get to 4-0 overall with a 20-9 win over St. Francis at home. Give me your breakdown of that victory.
I think you got to credit St. Francis. Came in here and played a really good road game, had a great first half. They found a way to keep us off the field, dominated time of possession, but on the positive side in the first half, our defense kept them out of the end zone, just gave up some field goals, and we went in at halftime, and I think the kids really got some good things accomplished. The kids were very positive, and the message was positive, and we went out and started to execute who we are, and we're able to come back and win a really hard fought football game. I was kind of stuck in between some, tough thing with an off week and a big showdown with Richmond coming. So I think, all in all, we're thrilled to get out with a win and avoid a big upset like that.
How much do you feel like the success you've had already this season and being 3-0 provided maybe the confidence in the locker room? You said it was a very positive session, and obviously you played very well in the second half. How much carryover to, kind of building that winning mentality so far this season?
I think it had a big part of it. I think, when we were walking off the field, there was some signs, that I said earlier in our media that I saw some cracks when we were walking off the field in our culture and who we've been. And it was brought to their attention at halftime about what it takes to stay together. And they rallied around that. And I think they came out and, we really played a really spirited, really strong second half and on a night where we just didn't have our A game. I was glad we were able to fight back and get a win against, I think a pretty tough defense. That was the hard part. They've gone out and played some people really tough, and they're competitive, and they bring a lot of pressure, so they did a nice job for most of the game, but we were able to crack it and get some points and get back on top in the second half.
Got a couple of media questions for you in queue, if you'll get those for us, Pasha.
Your first question is from the line of Mark Sinclair with the Albany Tri-Union.
Hey, Greg.
Hey,
do you know any more about Michael Nicastro and his health situation?
We do. We feel real good about where he's at. I think he'll probably miss some practice this week, and Mike, he's trying to get out there on first practice, but we're going to probably hold him out. But we dodged a major bullet there. What looked like a cheap shot by an opposing player turned out to be a block in the back, and it almost caused a pretty bad situation. But Michael looks like he's on a track to be back, hopefully for Richmond. We'll see how that all goes. We don't know that yet, but we're optimistic about it.
You said it wasn't a knee. Was it more like a high ankle thing?
No, I just kind of got hit in he just got hit really hard and bruised is what it sounds like. I don't really know the whole extent of everything right now, to be honest. We just are happy that he seems to be, he'll be on a pretty quick path back.
And does this 4-0, can you compare this 4-0 start to the one you had your first year at Albany? Greg, does it feel any different?
Yeah, I think we've beaten some good teams, better teams. Obviously having a win over an FBS school is huge. It doesn't happen a lot. That was a big win. I think anytime you get a road win in our conference is important. Holy Cross is a good team that, now they're playing without their quarterback, but they've been they're a force in the Patriot League. And St. Francis, went in, was a win away from being in playoffs last year. So I think the quality of our four wins is strong. I think that at the time, the first year, those four wins were huge as well, coming off of a 1-11 season. So, I don't really compare them much, Mark. I think this has been a little tougher, but we're better too. So, I think it's something that we're happy with. But how it is, it's all about the next game.
Great, thank you.
Your next question is from the line of Craig Haley with the Stats LLC.
Hi, Coach. How are you?
I'm doing well, thank you.
Oh, good. Can you talk about coming out of the bye where your team only has conference games remaining? Can you talk about that challenge?
Yeah, I mean, that's, you know, every coach in this league knows that any given day in the CAA, you can be beaten. You have to be at the top of your game, and you know, we're certainly not far enough along in our development to just be able to out-talent anybody. We've got to be sharp, and we've got to be on top of our game, and we've got to play our game to have a chance to win. And you know, so we know starting in 2 weeks for Richmond, you know, we have a massive game against a top-ranked team that's, you know, a great football team. They went to the semifinals last year, so we've got a big challenge. But that's what every week in the CAA is. It doesn't. There's no easy week, and you know, we just got to go out there and continue to try to play our game. If we play our game, we always seem to have a chance. So we get outside of that box a little bit, and like we did in the first half of this last game, is when we get in trouble.
Thank you, Coach.
Your next question is from the line of Christopher Herdale with Herb FM Radio.
Hey, Coach Greg, how you doing?
I'm doing great. How are you?
Doing great. Congratulations on the good start so far. Talk about your quarterback, number 10. What does, you know, what did he bring to the table this year than last year? Is it because of the experience or just, you know, a lot of good practice?
You know, I think with that position in particular, it's really hard to play it without experience. He didn't have tons of it in high school. You know, he threw the ball his senior year when he transferred into Maryland. Was really the only year he ever really threw the ball a lot. I think he'd love to have a kid redshirt and sit a year, but he's going well. You know, we ask him to manage the football game and to make good decisions. He does that. The thing I love about him is his demeanor. He doesn't panic. He doesn't try to force things. He made one really bad choice in the game, but that's pretty good. One out of 60 plays when you only make a bad choice once or twice. So we're happy with his progress. He is a work in progress, and he is continuing to improve each week, in my opinion. And, you know, we've got a lot of confidence in him. He's got a lot of arm strength and talent. He just got to learn all the ins and outs of whatever they're throwing at him every week. And he's, like I said, he's getting better every week.
I know a lot of coaches like being 4-0, but is there still some stuff for you guys to make it a perfect game on a Saturday, like next Saturday against Richmond?
I'm sorry. We need to play a perfect game.
Yeah, you're 4-0, but right now there's a lot of coaches like being 4-0 at this point, but is there still stuff that you guys still have to work on?
Oh, gosh, yes. Yeah, we have a lot to work on. You know, I think the best thing that we're doing, you know, we have some internal goals that we believe certainly help you to win football games. We really believe strongly in a couple things, and we're executing those things really well right now. And it's giving the kids the confidence that if we do this, you know, we can win the game. You know, our goal is always to be in the game with a chance to win in the fourth quarter. That we go into every football game with that mentality. And that's what we're trying to do. If we can get the game into the fourth quarter against Richmond and have a chance to win, then it's up to us to finish it. And that's the hard part against Richmond, because they get out in front of you. As we learned last year, they can score a lot of points. So, you know, we got to get out there and play our game.
Well, enjoy your week off.
Thank you. I need it.
Greg, before I let you go, we spent a lot of time talking about how great this season your offense has been, especially in the running game, but you touched a little bit in the open about your defense not allowing a touchdown in that game, and then some big plays late by Kareem Brown, the interception, and then the strip. Talk about his play on Saturday.
You know, he played really well. He made a lot of big plays. We were excited when we got him this mid-year, and he had a really good spring. And, you know, you got to have depth. It's one of the keys to being successful. You know, we have our starters a little banged up. We believe we have three starting corners. One was banged up, so we started Kareem, and he went out and played really well in his first college start. And we had two guys in our secondary start their first college game, and they both really performed. The big thing with our defense, they compete from goal line to goal line, and that's all we can ask of them. We've turned the other team over, I think, four times now in four games inside the 10-yard line. So that's huge, and we just got to continue to play that style of football to have a chance to win.
All right, Greg, thanks as always for your time this morning, and we'll talk to you again next Monday.
Thank you.
All right, thank you.